Hi there, I'm Laura. Welcome to another Hopecast. It is so good to have you here. I am truly, truly honored. If you ever want to connect, you can do that through our website. Go to myjourneyfm.com and you'll be able to find my face under the DJ pages. So this story is about somebody that heard God's voice and didn't obey right away. Maybe you've heard God's voice before or felt that nudge by the Holy Spirit inside of you and you're thinking, is that God? Or maybe that's just me. And yeah, just kind of push it aside. But then again, God goes, no, I want you to do this now. And you're like, oh, okay, that's God. I need to do this no matter how weird or wild it seems. Well, that happened to a pastor in Cary, North Carolina. He was headed to a revival one evening. And he said as he's driving along this highway, he felt a nudge inside of him to pull over, get out and preach the gospel. He thought that was the weirdest thing. It didn't make any sense. He goes, okay, never mind. Pushed it aside, kept driving, but only for a short distance because that voice got really loud. Stop the car and preach the gospel. So he did. He pulled over immediately, grabbed his Bible, got out of his car, and he started preaching out of the word. And he shared the message of salvation. And he closed his Bible, got in his car, and drove down the road. There was nobody there. He felt really, really weird. But he did what he felt he was supposed to do. Well, later that night, he's at the revival. He's preaching. And he asked people to come down and give their hearts to the Lord. Well, this man, this gentleman, makes his way down the center aisle. And he kneels and gives his life to Christ. And then he tells that pastor that he's homeless. And he's living in the woods right where he pulled his car over earlier in the day. And he had just said to God, if you send me somebody to tell me the truth of who you are, I'll give my life to you. And that's exactly what happened. He showed up at the meeting, walked forward, gave his heart to Jesus. That pastor was floored. I mean, it doesn't always happen that God pulls that curtain back and lets you see why he's asked you to do something, but how kind and gracious and good was it of our God to show him? So listen for God's voice. It's a still small voice, and obey as soon as you hear it. If it's good, it's probably him. Man, it is so fun being one of God's kids, isn't it? What an adventure we're on.